following media is the sole property of Imam W.D. Muhammad and cannot be sold, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent or permission of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Anyone not in compliance will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This is the national broadcast of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American leader. The following Dawah meeting was recorded Saturday, September 4th, at the Moz Cares 2004 Islamic Convention in Chicago, Illinois. The lecturer is Imam W.D. Muhammad.
Even let us know these things. We learned this on the long side of one. that are going to have a say. See, I say these things because you all know one, have one picture of Elijah Muhammad. But those who have been around a long time and saw him before he was in the news and everything, they know him in a very intimate way, very close way, personal way, that you don't know him. So I want all of us to know the whole picture, see the whole picture for the whole time. It's not bad to him to see him just as a preacher, pronouncing judgment on the world and telling you to separate you from yourself and the black man that's over in the park. To see him in that picture and don't see him in the picture that make children love their father, make a wife love her husband. Not just a leader, but a father, a husband, make a brother love his brother. And that's what God Elijah Muhammad was to the brothers of the sisters that he worked with. He was their brother. He called them brothers, and they know he meant it. And I'm looking at some of them right now that knew my father personally, and he called them brother, and he treated them just like he did his blood brother when they visited his home. And he had his family. And he loved them. There was warmth between Elijah Muhammad, my father, and his brothers that worked there for him in the office of minister or captain or whatever it was. He could be tough. Or he could be tough. And he didn't care if you were brother, sister, mother. He didn't care who you were. He got in the way of what he was trying to accomplish. He didn't see nothing but a problem, and he dealt with it. That's how he dealt with me in his life. Yes, so is that. Now, getting back to our interest here. We want to know what our body is pleased with. I think every soul wants to know that, whether you think about it in your head, man, mind, or not. Every human soul wants to know what is our maker pleased with. But we want to do what pleases our maker. We don't want to do what is against what our maker wants for us. That's why we want to go to a religion. That's why we want to be at the service. He's not pleased with us if we are not doing some kind of work. We have to be productive. When Allah says to us in the Quran, I'm talking about the little girl, I can't help the quote. When Allah says to us in the Quran that the peril on the likeness of the creation of a human being is the parable of a plant. Now, he didn't say rich plant. But in scriptures, understand that the Quran and the scriptures coming to a further advance scripture that came before it. And for the purpose is, the object is, to advance the people that are still present or living. It belongs to those that movement that scriptures started in the human family or in the human race. To continue that and keep it going forward till it reaches its, you might say, destination. Well, the scripture talks about completion. In words, another word for it is fulfillment. Until it reaches its fulfillment. Now, Allah said, this is just introduction here. This is just setting the mood. I mean, to set the mood for what we're going to do later. Or what we're going to do all day. All our life. And Allah says that a likeness or a parable of our creation, human being, is that of a plant. We should should understand that the most important thing to see in that message is that a plant begins at the very other living things will come and eat from there, right? Before the apples come and the blossom open up, the butterfly and the bee will come and they will get stuck. Look what that one seed has done. And men will take the seed of an oak, the power of an oak tree or a pine tree. One seed. Never two seeds producing it. Only always one seed. One little thing, one little speck. One little grain. And that men will learn how to make use of the body of their tree. Pine tree, oak tree, cedar tree, whatever. And they will use it to build homes and bridges. Look what crazy that one will see. The material to build bridges. They don't build bridges out of most of the wood now, they do it out of other things. But many bridges are built today out of wood that comes from a tree. And the tree came one little seed. Now it is said in the scripture that came before, if you had so much faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could do wonderful things. Do a great thing. African-American race, we have it in our soul and our common soul, that's the collective soul of the people. You might call it the spirit of black people, but it's also a soul. We have it in our soul to do greater and bigger things because as a people, we haven't produced like the Irish produced. like the Italians produce, like other people produce. So that's a burden on our soul that we carry as a people. So we have this hunger in our soul that some of you register, some of you don't. Some of you are so interested in small dog and rat life, monkey and pig life. You're so interested in that, you can't be turned on to human life. So you don't feel the burden of your people being naked in our soul as an industrial agent for God on this planet Earth. My God, be beyond. If you only have the faces of a mustard seed can't even stay in its place. If you put it on the ground, it can't stay there if the wind blows a little strong. It's so light, the wind will take it away. That's how small it is. In fact, me, I've got to put on my glasses to see a mustard seed. Now, my eyes are not strong enough to see a mustard seed. Up right on the table. It's on the table there. I couldn't see it. I have to put on my glasses. Right. But that one little seed produce a bunch of a plant like that. Seed, plant like that. Some mustard seed can produce enough mustard greens to fill up a basket. Am I right? Yeah, those who know farming, gardener. My mother made me a gardener when I was younger than my son is right now. Put me over the hen house too. We raised chickens and eggs right in Chicago on the south side. The law wasn't against it back then. You can do that. You can't do it now. The law changed. Yes. So from one little seed come all of that plant produced. So what is that saying? What is Jesus Christ saying in the gospel to the Christians? What is it saying? It is saying produce. Unless your faith produces something, your faith will not be given any value in the day of judgment. It will be counted for zero. You say, oh, I'm a believer. But what are you producing? God, when God says that he made us like a plant, he's saying that he made you to come from little and insignificant life. Starting off with nothing. Nobody that presses you. Nobody care to know you. You will know why. But if you will put your life in the right environment, get with Imam W. Dean Muhammad and the workers behind me and with me, you will be in a circumstance for your growth. And one day you will be a producer if you just stay with us. Right? And stay in the mold that we are in. Right? And one day you are going to become a producer. Just like that seed needs to be put in the right circumstances. It can't grow if you put it on stone. It can't grow if you put it in a bucket of water. It can only grow if you put it in the circumstances that Allah created it for. And Allah created you all to be in the circumstances that the Allah be like Muhammad put his son in or help me get in. You need to get in these circumstances that I'm in if you want to live and grow. To be more than a youngster working for McDonald's. A youngster riding around in a fine car with a few hundred dollars in the bank. And he's dead and nobody remembers him at all. If you work in this community, you'll go down in history. You will never be forgotten. We're going to see to that. But if we don't, the world will. Because the world has its eye on what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did and what he left and what W.D. Muhammad is doing with it now. The world has its eyes on it. And even if we don't record it, the world is recording it. Yes. What is my point here? You are not in any small thing. If you are with W.D. Muhammad, you are not in any small thing. You are in the most important thing that's happening on this earth now. So what Bush is doing is more important than what you're doing.
No, it's not. This come and go.
Yes, sir.
This will stay. Now, when you look at a plant tree, a seed went in the ground and got a very shallow place, a little shallow place. A little bird could come along and dig. A dog could scratch and take it out of this place. But if God protected to stay there, that tree, oak tree, cedar tree, pine tree, even apple tree, cherry, that seed is going to open up to what Allah wants it to do. Huh? When moisture, life, nothing but oxygen and hydrogen, that's all water is. H2O. Hydrogen 2, oxygen 1. That's all it is. And it comes together as a liquid, clear, transparent liquid, tasteless liquid. Tasteless. If we were to just come from out of space to Earth, we'd be looking for something valuable down here. You think, what? What's this tasteless stuff? Spit it out. But you stay down here long enough, you're going to die because you can't live on Earth too long without it. And if you don't appreciate it, you can't grow anything. If you don't grow anything, you won't have anything. That's right. If you don't grow anything, you won't have anything. Everything we got was wrong. Those clothes you wear now were wrong. If they're synthetic, they were made from something inside the Earth, and most likely oil. And the oil came from light that the Earth produced millions of years ago. I'm speaking as a student of science right now. That should wake some of you up that are in school, or business school. Yes, from the oil, petroleum, they get most of the synthetic goods that we use right now. Acetate, whatever you wear, whatever your clothes are made out of, that's not naturally produced from the plant like wool from the sheep, or like cotton from the cotton seed, cotton plant, etc. If it's not those naturally produced products, artificially produced by experimentation with oil or some other natural thing, then most likely your fabric came from petroleum oil. It's a byproduct of petroleum oil. That's what it is. And it came from living things that died millions of years ago. And the fat did not dissolve. It would not go back to Earth. So it's been created more and more in the Earth until it formed basins, pools of oil beneath the surface. And they reel down and they get it and break it up. From things that die, huge animals and other things that die, that are storing all the fat in the earth. It's called fuel. Now, continue. The seed, it's going to be a big tree. It opens up to moisture and for air. Everything breathes. Everything living got to have air. And nothing lives before it gets water. Got to get water. Nothing can live before it gets water. And Allah says in the Quran, and He made everything living. He began everything living from water. From water. And it stands up right now in science. And back then, they didn't have the kind of science they have now. They had no formula, H2O. That was not existing. But Allah revealed to Muhammad, an uneducated man in religion and in time, revealed to him that everything began with water. And if you study the Bible says, there was nothing growing on earth. And God called it to rain. And from the ground grown up living things. Yes. So this seed falls on the earth and it stays in a shallow place, and it's in shallow. It's in a risky situation, isn't it? Now just imagine African American people. We were in slavery, right? If you're African American, most likely your ancestors, your father and mother go back to slavery. Time when you were not free. They were the property of the poor, and sometimes poor and ignorant. Poor and ignorant. And I mean ignorant in education. Ignorant in education. Poor and ignorant white folks who own them and use them to work their crop, their land, and produce their crop. Whatever it is. All of them, crops, whatever. Corn, whatever it was. So your ancestors go back there. You go back to that time. And when they let us go free, we were like that seed I'm talking about. We had no roots in the earth that produced all of our needs. But if you just will have an appetite to produce, to live, to establish yourself, to spring up as somebody in the right circumstances, your life takes roots. Your life takes roots in this community when you love what Imam W. D. Muhammad is all about. When you love what Imam W. D. Muhammad is all about, your life automatically takes roots. You ain't got to think about it. You ain't got to practice it. It'll happen to your life automatically. As soon as love in your heart and soul comes for what Imam W. D. Muhammad is all about, yes, the rest is just like a natural heartbeat. Yes. You're going to live and you're going to grow. And your life take root. And your roots will go deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper. And you look at a tree, and if it's standing about above the ground, 30 feet, most likely it's got one root, they may call it tap root, going down at least 10 feet. 10 feet down into the earth. The more you want to go up, the deeper you have to go down. Now here we are, spiritual folks, soul folks, we want to go all the way up to heaven. But we don't have nothing going down. Thank you very much. That concludes my introduction. I think I set the mood very well.